And while we are chanting, if you please keep in mind the all the victims, the people involved in the massacre at Boston Marathon, and also those killed in the explosion in Texas. Taya ta om mune maha munaye soha taya ta om mune maha munaye soha taya ta om mune maha munaye soha. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. Sentient tam che de wa dom de we gyu dom dem pa ju chi du some Chenrezig mantras and green taros mantras that are located at the bottom of Om Mani Padme Hum. Mani Padme then green towers. If your child has never been to the class, would you please accompany your child, fill out a survey form, and find out where to pick up your son or daughter?
Hello? Some of you here, you know, the first time. So this is mainly people who are here in the first time, or maybe second time, or third time at the centers. So so this is mainly for them. So if you are one of them, so probably give some more attention. Otherwise, you know, some people here already heard more than probably 1,000 times. Yeah, their ears already got burned. So reason, you know, so yeah, we can talk about very, very complicated meditation, but you know, the question is then how often you do. So so meditation is, you know, to the very purpose of learning meditation is to do, you know, to do. So then, like, you know, so Chukila doing meditation, Hamula doing meditation, me doing meditation probably doesn't much benefit, you know, you. Or you doing meditation, I'm hoping that I will get some benefit. That's probably not a good idea. So we all learn, you know, as a friend. So I will explain here what I learned, you know, about meditation. Then we learn, so then we do, so then, you know, then good, then you get some benefit because you are doing something, okay? So that's why I think meditations, that, you know, the word meditations, you know, so... gom. In Tibetan the word is gom. Gom. gom, that's a word, Tibetan word, meditation. Gom is like, you know, making ourselves familiar with something. Familiar with something. That's how we define meditations in Tibetan Buddhism, you know. So definition of meditation is to making yourself familiar with something, you know, something. So that's called, you know, meditation. So, and something here, you know, something positive, or something positive. Or, oh yeah. So, so then, you know, the meditation, there's something that needs energy from both from physical and mind together. You know, mind. Just simply sitting, physically sitting, doesn't really mean meditation. So also, you know, mental mind needs to get involved. So here, the meditation that I'm going to lead here is called 9-round breathing meditation. Okay, 9-round breathing meditation. So there's no visualizations, You just follow, you know, your breath. In and out. So 9-round breathing meditation. You know. So the drawer is continuously opening. So my mind is meditating on the drawer now. Hoping that when the drawer is going to completely close. Well, so. So I want you to understand this, you know, this meditation very clearly. So the reason this meditation is, I'm going to say this one more time again, this meditation is designed to help us to get rid of the wasteful energy, you know, wasteful energy that's been, you know, stuck in our channels. Or you can say that's been stuck in our body, the wasteful energy that's been created. So now, you know, the question arises, you know, how this wasteful energy has been created. according to the instructions, because of this, you know, wasteful, so first we'll talk about how this wasteful energy has been created. It's not created by your neighbor, it's not created by your friend, it's created by your own mind, okay? So that's something important to know. then how it has been created. You know, because the term that I learned from one of our members here, Marge is here, so they heavily relying on automatic pilot. So that's a part, that's a good way to put it. So, you know, if I say the Dharma word, probably you may never understand. So, like, heavily relying on autopilot. So that's how they know. Like, so that another way to say from the instructions point of view, not focusing, not concentrating, not putting our energy, mental energy into some object. You know, like, every day thinking, all kinds of things we're thinking all the time. So that's how this energy has been wasted. That's how the energy has been wasted. Because you are not able to pull all the mental energy onto one particular object certain period of time. So because of that, that's how this energy has been get wasted. Okay, so that if you're wondering, how come that I have a lot of wasteful energy? How that's been created? That's been created because not able to focus or concentrate. People who concentrate, who do like some kind of, you know, mindfulness meditation, concentration meditation throughout the day, so they have less waste. In their systems, they have less wasteful energy, so less energy has been wasted. So then wasteful energy, downside of that, you know, sometimes that cause physical problems, so that contributes mental, you know, discomfort. So that's why, you know, it's not because, you know, Kadamba, well, we go to Kadamba Center, or that's, you know, what center they do, they begin class with meditations. Doesn't make sense, you know, why you have to meditate. So I never said, last 15 years, I never said that you have to meditate. So so there's something that has to come from your side. Okay, now, quite important maybe to learn how to meditate. So then make sure that we learn the instructions that's been taught 1,000 years ago. It's been tested by a great meditator, produced great results. So that's the kind of instructions. If you follow, then more likely you make some progress, you know. Not like somebody just made it up 2 days ago, or not like that. So nine round breathing meditations, so to get rid of the wasteful energy. Oh, that's another. If you wonder how the wasteful energy has been created, not being concentrated, okay? So then mind become tight. Mind doesn't become flexible. Body doesn't become flexible. And this whole idea about these yoga things, you know, yoga. Yoga simply means practice, you know? So yoga, so like make your physical kind of flexible through movement, that's called yoga. Yoga doesn't mean the yoga that we know now. People think of physical movement. Yoga doesn't mean that. Yoga means, the Sanskrit word means, symbol means practice. In Tibetan word it's called nanjor. It's like yoga. Nanjor simply means practice. Could mean, you know, physical practice, could mean mental practice, or mental practice, internal practice, more meditation. So called nanjor yoga, same. So this, doing this 9-round breathing meditation, learning that it will help. It will help you, okay? So what we do first, please, you use your left hand, block your, what you call this, left nostril. Inhale, long, slow, okay? Inhale. So it's quite important, any breathing meditations, it suggests that the body has to be straight. The body is straight, channel is going to straight. If the channel is straight, energy will run through smoothly. Liu tangna, zatong. Zatongna, no, then there's, in Tibetan word we call wind, but it's actually, you know, it's not wind, it's not like, that's what you call, it doesn't call energy, it's called wind. Gross, subtle, very subtle. You know, the channel, there's three different types of winds, they could go through our channels. So here the, when we talk about wasteful, how that is like, that comes down very subtle wind. That's, you know, it's not like this. That wind doesn't blow things. It's just, I say, you cannot separate with the mind. So anyway, so we use our left hand first, block the left nostril, inhale, long, slow from right nostril, okay? Put you just look at me, so then you know, then you can do it again. So there's three. So now put your right hand, same, blow right nostril, inhale. So now three times from both nostrils. Inhale, exhale. Nine round breathing meditation. And I heard this some book probably it may suggest that you just visualize. So in my case I think better to do than visualize. No, just do. It's not that difficult to do. Why you visualize? No. You can visualize eating delicious cheesecakes. There's a lot of benefit, no. If there's cheesecake, why you visualize? You just eat, no. Huh? Right? Yeah. So I'm not going to visualize if that cheesecake. So if somebody says, okay, you just visualize eating. I just want to eat the real one, not just visualize. So anyway, so this nine round breathing meeting, you may see some book, you know, they probably suggest to visualize, probably, you know, just, you know, if you can do, so I think better to just do. So, you know, three here, three, six, then three, that's called nine round breathing meditation. Huh? I think the couple of Sundays in a row, so I'm going to repeat these two meditations. So I'm very much hoping that you will, you know, you will learn, you know, so because you learn, it's not like, no, here, pretty much people can read, write, you know, you learn very fast. So I'm not worried about that you are not going to learn. No, you'll definitely learn. No, that's not easy. So I'm very much hoping that, you know, you will do this meditation. Once you learn, you'll do. And, you know, so then right now is just mere knowledge. You just understood how to do this nine long breathing meditations. So then experiential understanding of this nine long breathing meditation. What we call in Tibetan word called nyowa means you felt something. It's not just knowledge, you know, just you felt something. When you do, you feel something. Then that's what I call experiential understanding. You understand? Experiential understanding there's mere understanding of, you know, this mere understanding of this chocolate chips cookies from the whole food. So they just heard about that, you know. So then you have this experiential understanding of that chocolate chip cookies, the warm one, not the cold one, warm one. Minute you bite, the chocolate just melts, you know. If you already had that, you have experience. When somebody talks about chocolate chip cookies from Whole Foods, you know exactly what they're talking about because you kind of, you have experience. That's what I mean, you know. Just an example. Probably not the best example, but that's, you know, an example. So that's what I mean. Experiential understanding, you know, of certain things, you know. Certain things. Everything that, you know, we have, you know. Some people just merely understand. Some people, you know, they have deeper understanding. That's what it means. You could say deeper understanding or experiential understanding. It will only comes after when you do number of times, you know. So then you kind of benefit. Okay. So this nine round breathing meditations, so could, you know, could benefit to help reduce your stress level, but I'm not sure. I'm not going to say this 100%. I don't, you know. So probably, first, in order to say that 100%, first we need to define how to define the stress. You know, it's like we have to understand. You know. So now the second one, so this meditation is like called 20, like they call this called normal breathing meditation. It doesn't call nine round normal breathing meditations. So here, so then after this, you know, there's one question I'll throw. It feels good, you know, it's like, as I said, this is not only meditation. There are very, very complicated meditation in Buddha. Don't think, oh, well, that's kind of simple. I also wonder if that's only meditation. No, that's not only meditation. So there are many, many complicated meditations, you know. So so this is simple, something doable that you can do, living this busy life. So something simple that you can do, you know. Rather than learn something very complicated, then you don't do. So that doesn't make sense. So this one, you just sit here. And also, you know, there's a number of ways people sit. Some people just sit like this. Like this, but this is not typically done in Tibetan Buddhist traditions. We don't sit like this. So now, you know, like slowly reading some books, I thought when you visualize something, there's reason why that it's not just show, you know, so there's some reasons. So now, what I understood from my, you know, reading, studying some books, so there are five different spots you can visualize. Things, you know. So that's the one spot they can visualize in the palm of your hand. So that's what I think, you know, that's why they sit like this. So probably, you know, there's here in the heart, center of the heart, in the palm of your hand, there's a number of the spot in your body that where you visualize. And we, you know, sit like this. You know, that's how we sit. We don't sit like this, we sit like this, you know. Even, you know, like somebody who has no problem watching TV limitless hour, you just sit like this. You cannot use remote control. You cannot flip your channels. You cannot flip, you know, so you cannot move your hand. You just sit like this. So there's probably, you know, physically there's so many distractions that you will overcome just sitting like this, you know. Yeah, so if you could not under control, sleeping through channels, you just sit like this. That helps. It's partially a joke, but it's partially true, okay? So they will sit like this. So in this case, counting your breath. So now, what do you do? And as I mentioned this morning, you know, if you already heard this probably more than 1,000 times from me, so you can deeper that practice, you can deeper, you can conjoin that with Tonglen practice. When you exhale, send all the goodness out of loving kindness, okay, you send. That could be yourself, could be, you know, your relatives, could be your friend, could be somebody you know out there, you just send. You know? When you inhale, take out of compassion, okay? Send out of loving kindness. Send out of loving kindness. Take out of compassion. That's how it's been done. Giving and taking practice, what's called Tonglen practice. You can conjoin that with these breathing meditations, you know. So you have been doing that, you know, if you know this Tonglen practice. For the beginner, that's not necessary. You just count your breath, okay? Tonglen practice. So, here what we'll do, I'm not going to say a number, how many we are going to do. You know, typically, traditionally, you do 21 times, you know. So we'll just do, okay. Exhale, inhale. If you're having problem recognizing that, I learned from one of the Vietnamese tradition in Germany. So they make say out, in, out, in. Now here, the important point is make sure that you count. If you decide to count 21 times, make sure you count that correctly here. No? It's very important. This is important. Exhale, inhale, each time when you inhale, you count. One, exhale, two, exhale, three. You hear noise. Don't follow them. Don't judge. You can. You don't. If you follow them, then it's no good. So here, important thing is to make sure you count. If you decide to count 108, make sure you count. Okay, that's important. Oh yeah. So we will begin that. You know, see. I'm not going to say how many. We just do. So this meditation, meditation is good to do if you become obsessive with something, some ideas, you know. So that's how to control. Actually, this meditations, the 9-round breathing meditations is to design to get rid of wasteful energy that's been stuck in our channels. So this one is particularly designed to help us to overcome from this, you know, what you call like Namtok is more sounds like, you know, like self-made stories. self-made stories based on form. No, there's five objects. No, so self-made stories. So there's the. It's hard to translate into English, but there's no, because there's one word, but underneath there are so many different types of namtok. We Tibetan we have one word called namtok. So then, why is it so important to get rid of namtok? Because if you live with chenap, this chenap namtok, there will be no happiness. If you live with chenap self-made stories, so then probably no. Even like laying down on the wonderful queen size bed, so will be not good sleep. So namtok. Okay, so that's important to. For sake of knowledge. Life is all about sharing, giving. That's what life should be. That's what life, the purpose of life should be. It's all about sharing, giving. Sharing good experience, giving. Something sharing, giving. So it is kind of challenge. So it's not easy. It's not easy. So that's the reality, So need some kind of mindfulness, to do good things, to think good. It requires some kind of mindfulness, So, so you think, hurting other people, that's not good at all, So why you hurt? When you sit down, when you read, it makes perfectly sense. When something that comes between you and someone else, then this. The prophet, totally different case. So that's why you need mindfulness. So what you call the mantra, shoulda, woulda, coulda. The last witness day. So that's why I said. So I just ate one om, shoulda, woulda, coulda. So that's why. How the mantra ends? So that's make sure that you don't need to say that mantra quite often. So that needs some kind of mindfulness. That's all. It's not trying to becoming something. It's just trying to help yourself. That's all. It's very heartbreaking. To hear or to see human beings hurting human beings for no reasons. And this is all done in mind. Okay, it's not physically. It's all done in mind. Isn't it wonderful that everybody thinks, so that's why we say this prayer. May all sentient beings, regardless, we are not just saying may all people who come to Kadamba Center have happiness, cause of happiness. So we are not saying that. We're just trying to say may all sentient beings, regardless. I just wish, I don't care what religion you follow, I don't care what custom you wear, I just care because we are same. You are trying all your best to look for happiness for every single moment, trying to overcome from sufferings. I'm saying, why I hurt you? Why should I hurt? So actually hurting other people is hurting yourself. So, but keep that in your life as a fresh, especially when you encounter with some other people. It's not a challenge. It's not easy. So that's why we need mindfulness. We have to be mindful. There's so good things to do, but we have to be mindful. Wise, it's good things to do. And we have to see that it has some purpose rather than, that's what people who believe in religion, that's what they would do, then we don't do that. It's not about that. these people meditate, we don't meditate, but I'm looking for calm mind, peaceful mind. How are you going to produce calm mind, peaceful mind if you don't meditate? How? You have to concentrate. You have to concentrate, otherwise, there's no way. You can talk about peaceful mind, calm mind. You are not going to have one unless you concentrate. So that's very important. So to need to listen carefully what they are saying. They're not saying that you should become Buddhist. They're not saying that. They're just saying concentrate, produce calm mind, peaceful mind. Wisdom liberates. If you want to overcome suffering, they don't say, become Buddhism. They don't say that. They say, develop wisdom. Learn, educate yourself, study. That's how you liberate. Doesn't say, you become Buddhist, you become monks. Doesn't say that. So that's very important. Samdhi, concentration produces peaceful mind. That's what they say. That's why you meditate. Wisdom liberates. That's why you learn. You know? It's not because you are going to want to become something. You know? So, it's very, very important. You know? I forgot to say. Yeah, so that's why we learn. You know? So this last meditation, this like that's called breathing meditation. Breathing meditations. So that in the beginning, you may put some effort, you know, some extra effort. Maybe you may have to force yourself just to recognize that you are exhale, inhale. But eventually, ideas has to be really, really natural, you know. So we does that according to the teaching. We does that 21,000 times a day. We breathe in and out 21,000 times a day. So far, I never count. So if you want to challenge that piece of message in the text, you can count. So see how much you can count. So that's what they say, you know, we breathe in and out 21,000 times a day. And how many out of that, how much we are aware? Even not one. No, so unless we're trying to do breathing meditation, then we are aware at least 21 times you're breathing in and out. But that is with some kind of, at the beginning, with some kind of force. But we are not experiencing that naturally. So eventually, it has to be very natural, you know. Very natural. This whole idea, very natural, in and out, in and out. So you get, there's physical benefit, you know, there's like physical benefit, there's mental benefit, sure. So now, the question here, the piece of information that I, you know, share with you, Samdhi Chishi. Samdhi means concentrations. Shi means peaceful. Not talking about physical, but mind concentrations. No? So, if that's the case, no? So that's why you concentrate. That's the only reason, that's why you concentrate, okay? When you have peaceful mind, calm mind, it's good for your friend. It's good for your family. More like you are not going to you are not going to harm anybody because you are happy inside. That's why, that's, whether you call that religion or not, that's something good things to have for humans. So, something is here. So that's why you meditate, right? So then eventually, it has to be very, very normal, okay? Very, very normal. So you meditate, you know? So then experiential understanding of this breathing meditation will come, you know, slowly, more you meditate. Or you meditate when the weather is kind of foggy, kind of, you know, kind of like depressing, and you know, you're thinking of meditation. When the weather is fine, you know, so then, you know, you completely forgot. It's not like every day, probably 5 minutes, just 5 minutes, just 5 minutes, for your sake, just 5 minutes. See, if they change, you know, if you see that reduce stress level, if they see if they change, you know. So then I also share with you that, you know, the what Mother Teresa said, you know, is very important. So these people know exactly how to be happy human beings. These people know exactly. So when they say something, whether you are Buddhist doesn't matter, so you know, long as they are saying something, everybody, regardless, who are looking for happier life, they all should pay attention. Oh, not because she's Christian, it doesn't matter, you know, pay attention. What she said, the fruit of silence is prayer. No prayer, no faith, no faith, no love, no love, no service. See? So the fruit of the silence, she said, prayer. The fruit of prayer is faith. The fruit of faith is love. Fruit of love is service. She's saying something important, so then, you know, so you should pay attention, we should pay attention, you know. So now the silence, you know, oh, we're trying to. So when we drive around, there's less car, we kind of get happy. There's not much car. Physically, we try to do so many things to, how you say, retreat from the busy life. You know, we go to beach, we go to mountain, you know, the this all know that you are very fortunate, have this, you know, the opportunity to that you can make this kind of choice, you know. And when you look at the some part of the world, their choice is simply not available. No, you can't go anywhere. You can't go anywhere. So, relatively, people here that you know, you are compared to many part of the world, human beings, you are doing pretty well. No, so you have to understand that. You have to understand. You have to recognize that. No, so not just I'm saying that. No, and when you go there, you'll see. No, so many choices that you have. You are so fortunate. You are well up. That choice is simply not available in so many parts of human world. There's no choice, not simply not available. So there's, you know, here you have to do, you do that, you know. So now, how to retreat the mind? So there's, then meditation becomes very important part of that. You retreat yourself from, then you go to some, you know, like, some isolated place, you know, some nice beach or nice mountain. So then you realize, oh, the mind is not really retreat. It is still, you know, get very much involved into the flea market. So then the meditation becomes, you know, very, very good. So then you concentrate. And mother say, full of silence, that's good, that's prayer. Then you concentrate. How you silent, then you can't just simply say, okay, I'm not going to think anything. Just sit. That's not easy. But easy to say. You can say, oh, I'm just going to sit, not going to think nothing. That's not good. You concentrate on something. Concentrate, think very precisely, clearly, very fresh. That's the way to get rid of other thought. So that's the one way to do. That's the best way to do. You think about something, you know. Can be any picture, any image. You can think something and just concentrate on that. Eventually, all these, you know, thoughts get disappear. That's why the breathing meditation, if you really concentrate, exhale, inhale, then, you know, if it makes more natural, it becomes more challenging because, you know, it's... So then, you know, that's best. Then you are, you know, physically, you are fortunate enough to isolate your physical body from different, you know, like chaos because you have, you know, resource to do. And mentally, now you have this, you know, instructions, then how you can, you know, isolate yourself. So maybe eventually you can physically, you can be in town, mentally you can be in a beautiful vacations. Doesn't cost you any money. Yeah? So that's, I think, that's good. Okay. So that's exactly, Miladeva physically he's in a cave. There's nothing much, you know, so there's no hot water, there's no coffee machines. So, but mentally he's in beautiful vacation all the time. So we don't see that. When people look at him, oh, poor Miladeva, look at him. But internally, he's like, it's like, he's, you know, very, very happy like that. Okay, just want to share that with you. So I think that's all. So, what time we have? 11:50? Yeah. So this, you know, I encourage people to ask questions. So this question is posted online. So I think we discussed this. Did Buddha believe in free will? I think two women have already given their donations this morning. So anybody want to give some contributions? Did Buddha believe in free will? Anybody contribute? If not, then I have to say something. I'm not sure, you know, that person may read about karma, so maybe this question has to arise from some basis. Anyway, so I think, you know, including myself, yourself, you know, when we wake up, we do make choice. You know, I make choice. I'm, of course, probably you may also make choice. You know. So So that's what I said this morning. So I, wonder what, someday I wake up, I make deliberately, voluntarily, I make choice, so to become less critical. In my case, about Gisambo is only my roommate, so who talks. I do have many birds in the backyard, squirrel, they don't talk. We don't talk same language, so that doesn't bother me. So I don't understand what they're saying. I don't understand what they're saying. They don't understand what I'm saying. So we are doing okay, So so I give them, so water, so I just give them some food. So when it comes down to Gisambo, then sometimes there are some problems, So because he talks, then he don't think the same way that I think. So now that's why, mindfulness needed. I must need it. So every morning when I, not every morning, sometimes, when I wake up, so I make choice. Okay, I say, today I'm going to be less critical about, whatever he does, So, so. So when you are by yourself, everything's kind of, calm, everything that things that where you think you should be goes is already in there. These all things are there on their spot, on why is it? In their places, When somebody comes in, then the movie starts. So things goes on. Then mind how they react, So then, Anyway, so it's a challenge for everybody, so all of us, So even like being a monk last 35 years doesn't, it takes a long time to change. It's not that it's not easy. So you make choice, In the morning then you say, okay, today I'm going to be, less critical, trying to, on my best, to be less critical, or maybe just keep my mouth shut, close, close. Don't say much, So that doesn't mean you cannot do much. You can do much. You can do more. But less word from here, less sound from here, So do. So then some then that's we reach to the point. There's so much we can do, So not getting any response from other side of the human beings. Sometimes that's not easy, So anyway, so we do make choice. If you believe in that, so I do make choice, to less critical. Maybe to spend little more time, or maybe this part of the practice to deeper a little bit, to read a little bit, then think there could be certain cases you probably need to memorize some words, then memorize them, then just go through them, like that. So then, we have a well balance. Sometimes we forget the very purpose of doing that, deeper that practice is to keep the mind under your control, and completely kind of forget that sometimes. Then being very critical and doing all this prayer, reciting all this mantra, doing all this meditation, when it's come to a practical level, being so critical, easy to become negative. So then, no good. Then you become more like intellectual than practical. So then it's not good. So that means like the gap between what you're doing and your heart is getting bigger and bigger, bigger, bigger. Eventually you can put that queen size bed. So then why you wonder is not helping, because there's a huge gap. There shouldn't be gap, Gap needs to be smaller. So every day, I truly believe that we do make no free will. We do make no free will. Or somebody, you say, okay, that's because of your karma. That karma, if this is because of my karma, that karma has been created by who? They're created by you. Finally, it's come down on you. You can say, that's because of your karma. So these notions of the predestined free will. So I never thought about that. No. So that's what I'm thinking. You have probably more to contribute, but you are not contributing. I cannot force you. So and here, so that I And if you are referring to the choice, we do make choice, Sometimes we just wake up with no intentions, just go with the flow. sometimes we make strong choice, you know, so to be mindful through our day. So then, you know, when you're about to become critical, then you remind yourself, didn't you promise this morning to be, you know, less critical? So then slowly, slowly, you know, like, when you talk to people, you know, you always, you know, like, not always, you know, you're trying to say, it's like one day at a time. But when you, then it's coming, then you are, you know, helping other people to, everybody has problems, everybody has problems. So why we look at things from that side of life? You only see the bad things because you are looking from the, you know, like, bad point of view. You will see bad things. If you look at a good point of view, you will see good things. If you are looking from the faulty side, you see no negative. If you are looking from the positive side, no, everybody has problems. You know? Everybody has problems. So this kind of, then slowly, slowly, I'm not saying that I'm doing it. I'm not saying, don't get police confused. I'm not doing it. I'm trying. You can say, oh, he's trying. That's true. I'm trying, no. But not, I mean, actually, no. So then slowly, in my mind, I'm thinking, slowly, slowly, then you, you know, instead of getting angry, you kind of develop compassion, somebody who's been critical of everything. And you see, you know, that's how painful it is to be that, in that kind of, you know, state, you know, so like being negative of everything. There's no reason. If I have a choice, I probably will not do that. There's not good feeling, you know. So then eventually, then, you know, that's exactly, no matter how crazy we become, the Buddhas and the Buddhists, they never lose their compassion to us. Because they understand. But we don't understand when we see somebody being very critical. We don't understand their suffering. We only worry about our suffering. That's why we get angry. We don't understand, you know. So no matter, you know, the parents, you know, no matter, most of the time, after the kids, no matter how they act, parents always, you know, unconditional love. So the eventually, slowly, slowly, that's, I think, hope. You know, slowly, slowly, you deliberately choose to look at the positive side of everything. Then, you know, slowly, slowly, then when you encounter people who are just looking for the negative side of the life, and you feel, you know, sorry, you know, you can develop compassion. Right now, it's too difficult because you just get angry. No, you don't understand their pain. So much has been said. So it's been said 2,500 years ago. So it's been said in the books. So it's not lack of that. It's like it's lack of, you know, eliminating gap between here and here. Knowledge that the gap needs to be eliminated by sake of your own self. Not, you know, like it has to have some purpose. Okay. You know? So that's all I can say about this. I believe in free will. So we still have time if you want to contribute. What is that? Time is off. Yeah.
So, Geshe-la, I think that I can't remember. Some years ago, somebody asked us of Rinpoche, Dhammadzopa Rinpoche.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he said that... he said, if you step back a little bit, when you look at karma, and if you see how we respond through habits, we're totally not responding through free will. That is actually the antithesis of free will, because we're doing the same things over and over and over again, continuously, instinctually. And so that's actually, if you have to step back and see that, you're actually really not exercising free will when you do the same things over and over again. So if you actually follow the Buddha's words, it actually shows you how to exercise free will to get out of that situation.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what stayed with me.
Yeah, that's a very good one. Wonderful one, yeah. Yeah.
Thank you. Geshe-la, I was raised Catholic, Christian, so I wanted to share what my mother used to tell me about free will. She would say, you have free will. You can decide what you want to do. You can be virtuous, or you can choose to be not virtuous. If you choose to be not virtuous, that means that you are
distancing yourself from God, the farther you go in that direction, the more unhappy you will be. So I think in some ways they're very similar ideas, because the idea was you have free will. God doesn't force you to be virtuous. But if you choose to be virtuous, you will be more happy. If you choose to be non-virtuous, you will be unhappy, because you will be farther away from God. They had the idea of a theistic God. So in some ways, the idea of creating your own happiness is very similar to the Buddhist view.
Wonderful. Thank you. Yeah. No other visions? Thumbs up. Okay. Yeah. So, you know, as a monk, as a Buddhist monk, you know, so as a human being, you know, it's also as a, as the follower of His Holiness the Dalai Lama, who is very, very practical human beings, you know, looking at the human problems. So it's, so what we need to do, what we should do, you know, so every morning when we wake up, so, you know, we should choose to be good human beings, So that means, you know, so at least what we can do, you know, we can make ourselves not to cause any harm to other sentient beings, you know. So that's, is this good enough? So there's no, relatively it's good enough, but it's not ultimately, so no, that's not good enough, so no, you can be better. So at least when you look at, you know, when you remember yesterday, throughout day, so that, you know, that I have less negative mind when it's come down to myself, when it's come to other people, so then there's something to be grateful that day has been well passed. Oh? Good for your mind, good for, you know, your physical health, good for your mental health, because, you know, less negative. So that's what we need. That's regardless, as a human being, the last thing that we need is negative thought. We don't need any of those. When it comes from yourself, that's what Buddha said, precious human life. Don't you ever think that your life is not worth it. It's so precious, so difficult to find, so meaningful. That's what Buddha said. Don't you ever think that you are not worthless. No, so don't ever think like that. No, so like that. So that's what we need. We need positive thought. The negative thought, that's the last thing we don't need. If you're a religious person or not a religious person, we don't need any of this. Why? Because these are mental suffering. These are mental pain. You don't need them. You don't need them. So in order to stop that, you need to do some meditations. If that helps, of course you do. If that helps. Setting up altar, if that helps you to reduce negative thought, that's the thing, of course you should do. Otherwise, we don't do. You know? So this all comes down to that. If you think good, everything becomes good. If you think negative, everything becomes negative. So that's why Tamche Sambadala Ralesus all depend on mind. If you don't have intentions to go to Washington, D.C., you don't go. In order to go to Washington, D.C., you have to have some intention similar here, no? So just becoming good human being, that's all what matters for whole universe. That's what we need. We need more good human beings, you know, to have a peaceful world. So we don't necessarily need to roll more religious persons, religious people. So we need more good human beings. That's what we need in our community. So that's, I believe, what's Kandamba Chandra here, that's what we're trying to do. Okay? Just want to share that final thought. And I'll stop now. Yeah.
So we'll say the dedication
in the
white prayer book. The dedications are also a traditional time to make offerings to the Sangha and Dharma Center. We'll be passing generosity bowls in case you'd like to make a donation to the center at this time. Or there are donation boxes in the lobby if you prefer to focus on the prayers instead. And before we start, I'd like to read the prayer list. Prayers for a happy rebirth. All those killed by natural and man-made disasters,
especially those at the Boston Marathon in effect.
All the Tibetans who have been killed or have taken their own lives in the struggle for religious freedom. Ruth Appleby, Ron Burroughs, Claire Caruso, Father Jessica Dijkstra,
Bill Johnson,
Claudia Kunt, Katrina Smith's mother Jane, Dakota the dog, Shanti the dog.
Prayers for health and well-being. For the well-being of His Holiness, the Dalai Lama, Chabje Lama Dzogchen Rinpoche,
and Rinpoche Jetsun Losam Dalit,
Choden Rinpoche, Geshe Gelab Choda, Geshe
Palden Sangpo,
Venerable Sir Kila,
all those
harmed by natural and man-made disasters, especially
those at the Boston Marathon, for the Tibetan people and for the Chinese authorities, may the nonviolent path lead to full reconciliation and religious freedom. Jim Barnes, Lorelei Barnes, Roseanne Verona, Ron Burroughs' family, Victoria Easterday Clark, June Elliott, Guillermo Garcia and family, Gary Goldberg, Mildred Gooch, Scott Griffin, Annie Hassel, Leslie and Joan Inman, Kenny Jackson, Buddy, Bill Johnson's family, Helen Kasanoff, Meredith Kilmer, Shanti and Kurt Latimer, Vanessa Lillig and family, Gary Marshall, Aaron Mervin and his family, Rishka Mitra and family, Adrian Oliver, Jamine Pandya, Jay Pandya, Jeff Peterson and family, Aunt Polly, Chuck and Faye Renard, Dr. Albert Sontz, Rosemary Cease, Dion Washington, Suzanne Williams, Judith Wormser, the Zeta Psi chapter of Phi Kappa Phi at Averett University, Chelsea the cat, Pierre the dog. If you have any names you'd like to add, would you please say them now? May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of my merit. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drink. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvest. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be free from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may they never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid and those bound be free. May the powerless find power and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world. In the land encircled by snow mountains, you are the source of all happiness and good, all-powerful Chenrezig Tenzin Gyatso. Please remain until samsara ends. Savior of the snowland teachings and transmigratory beings, who extensively clarifies the path that unifies emptiness and compassion, to the lotus in the hand, Lord Tenzin Gyatso, I beseech, may all your holy wishes be fulfilled. The one who mastered his speech at a very young age, the one with great patience who received the name Avatara, the one with great precision who spread the teachings of Lama Tsongkhapa on bliss and voice, Lama, ornament of the yellow hat tradition, please remain until samsara ends. You who uphold the subduer's moral way, who serve as the bountiful bearer of all, sustaining, preserving, and spreading Manjana's victorious doctrine, who masterfully accomplished magnificent prayers honoring the three jewels, Savior of myself and others, your disciples, please, please live long. And then let's say seven green Tara mantras for Geshe's long, healthy, happy life. Om tare tu tare tu re so ha. 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 Om tare tu tare tu re so ha.
Yeah, thank you, thank you. Have a nice weekend with beautiful weather. Enjoy beautiful weather with a beautiful mind.